one as the Eskimos win 12-3. And Scott, some things to work on, as you would expect this time of year. Not a sharp game, but it is April 10th.
It is what it is. You got a new headset, Jack. This is really nice, by the way.
You like that?
Yeah. No, it's inside the turf. It's, we haven't done live at-bats. So normally we do, even if it's inside the turf. And so that didn't help us today. You get out there and you see your first live at-bats. Even this weekend, you're going to see some ugly at-bats this weekend too. But that's okay. A couple situations we can learn from. And
you mean missing signs?
Missing signs and stuff like that. Yeah. So I'm like, what are you doing? You called that probably from up here.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah. Like, what is
Yeah, poor Alex is a freshman. So, I've tried to be really nice about that as best I could. But anyway, Nick Chu missed one too. It was I had a delayed steal call and he bunted, so he looked in the wrong column. So you clean up that stuff early in the year. Hey, the pitching was pretty solid though, not bad. We didn't. I don't think we hurt us too much, and the fielding was a little shaky. A couple balls that should have been made, but whatever. It's we're fine. I'm happy. I think, for this, so we get a game today, we're going to get three. It looks like the weather's perfect this weekend. So we'll have four games in going into the, third week of April. That's all you can ask for in the UP, right? So there's a lot of downstate teams that are just getting started too. So I think we're in great shape.
Well, usually we're behind the rest of the state, aren't we, with the weather? And so at least now the guys are getting out there. And who knows if that'll pay dividends later on, that we're not, playing catch up a week or two.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's times we go to the Dells, we get there early because we want to get our first fly balls in, but I saved arms for the weekend. So, that was real important. And, I've got some quality depth in the pitching staff, and you're going to see better hitting than what you saw today. I think we've got a nice hitting team, but, it's go time here pretty soon though. So looking forward to it. Super kids. What a great group of kids, I can tell already. Really good chemistry, and they're hard workers, and I think we're going to have a real good year.
And it's going to be a battle all year long with Gladstone and Kingsford, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yep. That's a good thing though, right? That's why we play. And I'm looking forward to that. And, our district's going to be tough, and our conference is going to be tough, and that's okay. So looking forward to it.
All right, Scott, say your shout-outs.
Shout outs to kids who are working hard.
Kids who are trying to put the tarp on home plate and the wind keeps blowing it.
Yeah. And we gotta get some stuff cleaned up, our concession. Hopefully we get our water going. That was kind of a snafu today. So we'll get some bathrooms here and some concession, some hot dogs for you, Jack, and the concession coming up. And
I was in pain broadcasting a game with no hot dog.
Absolutely. Yeah, I get it. So, but anyway, no, there's a lot of people that do a lot of things behind the scenes for Escanaba baseball, and just shout out to everybody who contributes in any kind of way to us. It's a huge effort that people look at the coaches and the players, but the reality, there's a lot of people behind the scenes, and that's what makes our program run, and things are good. I'm happy. Great start.
All right. See you in the Dells.
All right. Thanks.
Scott Hanson, the coach.